Two Auckland mates with a love of travel have teamed up to run backyard tours for young Kiwis. Jason Goodson and Isaac London are the duo behind Backyard Roadies, adventure tours for 18 to 35-year-olds who want to explore Aotearoa and meet other young people along the way. The pair have both been travelling overseas for the last 5 years, and Jason came up with the idea during lockdown when it seemed the traditional OE was destined to become a thing of the past. He says lots of young people still have the travel bug, so why not do it in our own backyard? You can see a video of some of what they get up to on our webpage. Jason and Isaac are in the Auckland studio. Kia ora kōrua, you guys. Welcome.
Good morning, Catherine.
Kia ora.
Jason, tell me about that light bulb moment during lockdown.
Yeah, thanks. So between lockdowns, I knew, you know, what summer going to be like, the uncertainty. I usually travel during summer, so just thought might as well get some tours going here, spread the wealth around the country while tourism's, you know, struggling, and also get people to travel still and have fun and be able to explore their backyard. And I actually gave Isaac a call. He was the only one I knew that run tours. We've known each other since we were 12, so I gave him a call. He was in the South Island. He jumped on it, came to Auckland, and here we are. We've just launched, and it's exciting.
Isaac, I think you've got the guiding background here, adventure guiding.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it's been about the last 5 years, various countries. I mean, New Zealand, Norway, Canada. And doing white water rafting, sea kayaking, bit of mountain guiding. Basically anything outside.
Jason, you've got the corporate background, have you?
Yes, I come from a sales and recruitment background, so it's nice to make that leap of faith.
And so what's the proposition you're putting out here now?
The proposition?
Yeah. What's the package people can buy?
Of course. So we're basically doing a 4-day tour, making it accessible for Kiwis. We're looking at a package of $749 for everything. So that's food cooked for you, activities, accommodation, transport all covered. And the lovely Isaac will be getting involved with the food and making everyone happy with that. So it's really sort of like a whānau feel and home cooked meals for everyone too.
So what would you compare it to? I think you're pretty anxious to say it's not Contiki. It's not about trying to put on 8 kilograms in 4 days, right? No offense to Contiki, but yeah, I know a few people who did.
I've done a Contiki myself, and it's a pretty cool product. But we want to just basically create something quite different in the sense that the trip's obviously a bit shorter and a bit more accessible, but also that connection, you know, we start and finish in Auckland, so a lot of these people, they'll meet as strangers. We go on this tour and they come back and actually live in the same city, so that connection they form on the tour can continue on and be a, sort of a long-term meaningful connection, which is something we're really excited to provide as well.
Are there a lot of activities built in? What's the gig with how a day unfolds?
Oh, yeah, well, just because of my background, I want to get as much adventure in there as possible, obviously. So on the 4-day tour, the first day we go sailing. We charter a private boat just for the group, so good chance to get to know each other and cruise around the Bay of Islands. Some sandboarding as well up in Te Paki on the big sand dunes up there. And then just checking out some of the beautiful coastline and beautiful walks that are scattered around Northland, because there's definitely no shortage of it.
What's the story with accommodation, Jason?
Yeah, so we stay in a private batch one of the nights. We have cabins to ourselves and lodges, but you know, the thing that makes it good is we do share, so only exclusive of the tour, so you only be sharing with people on the tour. So for us, we like to keep that family feel, keep people together and get them talking, get them knowing each other as well.
So the target market, age-wise, 18 to 35, who is it you're really thinking, though, as your most likely customer?
That 18 to 35, we've gone with that because we want to sort of target younger people who would otherwise be travelling. I mean, that's sort of an age demographic. I know I've got a lot of friends coming back or who have already come back from London and come back from Australia and wherever they were overseas, because we think that's sort of the age range where people want to explore and travel and discover things about themselves and the world around them. So if we can provide that experience at home, we think it's going to go a really long way to... I mean, yeah, if we're creating that connection in our community here amongst young people, then that'd be ideal. So basically anyone who can get a Thursday and a Friday off work can jump on these 4-day tours and come along with us.
What do you hope will come out of this? Do you think it might build into a bigger business over time, tours in different parts of the country? What's the plan?
Yeah, so the plan for us is to... firstly just start with one tour, then two tours. We'll expand to the South Island when we can, get some of the Central North Island done too. We've already set up that tour, so just waiting to launch that. And ideally, we want to stay in New Zealand, keep it with domestic, and yeah, keep it local. But you never know, we could branch out. But yeah, more to come.
We'll see what happens if those borders, when those borders open again. In the meantime, it's great to be seeing people again doing things for the backyard tourism market. Thanks very much, Jason Goodson and Isaac London. You can learn more about their business, Backyard Roadies, by going to our webpage, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. You can click on a video they've put together there about their business model.